Hey out there, yoga buddies. Welcome to your yoga practice. I'm so excited for you to join us. I just got back from a 10-day workshop with Gil Headley, and those always expand my mind so much and filter in through my teaching. So, you know, what comes out, comes out. I never plan a class in advance, but something amazing always happens. So this class, I talked a little bit more about organs than usual, the abdominal viscera and the way our abdominal organs are held in more levity than gravity, and how yoga practice helps this natural lightness of the body. So we're not feeling like we're carrying weight around in the organs all the time. So that's part of what you do every time you do this deep breathing exercise. And frankly, the entire class, this whole class is a breathing exercise. Just before we start, if you have not joined already, we would love to include you in our Patreon community, patreon.com/BikramYoga, so you can be connected, get some early release recorded classes, and just be part of supporting this, the longevity of this lineage and practice, and our recordings of it, our provision of that to you and everybody who's interested. We recommend we have like a $19 a month one. That's, I'd say, a solid choice to go with. Lots of other options there too. That's patreon.com/BikramYoga. And you're always invited to check out my website at yogaismedicine.com. We do have some continuing education programming coming up in mid-October if you're in the area, or if you just want to be tuned in to what's going on. We'd love to have you join. You know, feel free to get in touch. I can get you on my email list. With that, I hope you have a most wonderful, wonderful practice. Hello on Zoom. Can you hear me? Good morning. Great, Jess. Hi. Hi, Alda. Hi. Good morning. I know it's afternoon there. Good afternoon. She's in the Netherlands. What's that? You did a lot already. Oh, yeah, your day. I know. It's already passed. We just woke up. Yeah. I know. So your body's going to be a little more flexible than our stiff morning bodies, and that's cool. Hi, Sue. Good morning. Hi, Yoss. Great to see you. Jess. All right. Amber, welcome. Like I mentioned, just be in here. You're going to get benefit just honestly sitting here and listening and just trying. So we're going to do the first about 50 minutes standing up. You can sit down anytime. We do two sets of everything, so you could watch one and then do one. Like, just being in here and breathing by your nose is going to be awesome. Okay. I'll be talking everything word by word, one step at a time. You don't need to know any postures, anything other than maybe right, left, where your arms and legs are. Okay. All right. So I'll describe the breathing exercise as we go. You'll inhale by the nose, exhale by the mouth, in both directions. You'll try to breathe by the throat, and you'll catch on to that. So bring the feet together, everybody. Toes and heels touching each other, body weight to the heels. Interlace all 10 fingers. Put your knuckles right underneath the chin, and you're welcome to watch a couple first if you like. All right, chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Stand up nice and tall. Focus one point, and let's start, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep your head down. Elbows lift up towards the ceiling. This arms up action will help you to expand the rib cage. Good. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. That's okay, Alda. Look way, way, way back. Try to see the wall behind you, elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring the head down. At the same time, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. You can look for the rib cage expanding on both sides of the chest. Very nice. Exhale, breathing. Head up. Stand up as tall and straight as you can. Lift the chest up. Push the head all the way back. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, mouth closed, two, three, halfway, four, breathe in more, five, even more, six, hold it. Exhale, one, look up, two, eyes open, three, push the chin, four, with your hands, five, hands come together, six, elbows together. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. That's good, Amber. Elbows separate and lift up. And this elbows up will help you lift and expand the rib cage. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth and push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look way back behind you. Try to see the back wall. Elbows together. Inhale, one. Head down, two, three. Halfway, four. Suck in your stomach, five, six. Full lungs. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two. Push the chin, three. With the hands, four. Look back, five. Try to see the back wall, six. Good. Inhale, breathing. Head down. The more you suck in the lower abdomen and the more you can breathe in, you will be using more of the lungs. Exhale, breathing head up. Stand up as tall as you can. Chest up, everybody. Let the shoulders relax completely. Elbows touch. Inhale, one. Mouth closed, two. That's it. Three, lift the elbows. Four, stretching the armpits. Five, all the way to the ceiling. Six, exhale, one. Chest up, two. Three, push the chin, four, look back, five, complete exhale, six. Two more in the first set. Inhale, breathing head down. Keep the maximum body weight on the heels, hips and thighs contracted. Exhale, breathing. One, push the chin, two, look back, three, four, chest up, five, towards the ceiling, six, elbows touch. One more in the first set. Inhale, breathing. We're practicing a full inhalation, strengthening the muscles of the full inhalation. Nice, Jeff. Exhale, breathing. Push the head back. And same idea, we're strengthening the muscles of complete exhaling. So stomach in, tightening up, exhale all of the air. Good. When you're done, you can change arms down by your sides. So many things happening in that breathing exercise. So even if you just get a drop of it each class, that's an excellent start. Let's do second set. Interlace all 10 fingers. Knuckles touch right underneath the chin. Keep chin and knuckles together. Squeeze the thighs in towards each other. Lower abdomen in. And let's start again. Inhale, breathing. Elbows lift up. Try to breathe in smoothly by the throat so it makes a sound of air. Exhale, breathing. H-A, sort of Darth Vader-like ha sound without any voice, just the air moving by the throat. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, elbows lift, four, as high as you can, five, six. Exhale, one, look up, two, look back, three, four, look for the back wall, five, hands together, six, elbows touch. Inhale, breathing again. Do your best to synchronize the movement, the head coming down, elbows lifting up, and the inhale all together. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same thing here. Arms slowly come forward, head slowly goes back, and you exhale, all three things synchronized. Inhale, one, mouth closed, two, three, lower abdomen, four, try to suck it in, five, so you see the rib cage, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, four, look way back, five, complete exhale, six. Again, please inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight to the heels. Hips and thighs contract, breathe in so much. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth pretty wide so you can stretch the jaw and stretch the face. Push the head back, look way back, neck will get better and better. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows. At the same time, bring the chin down. Now look for the rib cage, breathe in all the way. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the chin, three, four, hips a little bit forward, five, towards the mirror, six. Very nice, inhale, breathing. See if you can get any more body weight to the heels. Elbows a little higher, armpits and rib cage stretches up. Exhale, breathing, H-A, steady, ha sound. Little extra strength at the end. Try to push out every last bit. Good. Inhale, one. Head down, two, three. Halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Very nice. Three, shoulders, four. Can relax, five. Elbows together. Two more, please. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows. Now you will eventually see the ribs lift and expand. You'll use more of your lung tissue. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Very nice. Trying to make a really strong exhale at the end of it. Stomach, stomach, stomach in. Last one, inhale, breathing, head down. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy. We're using more of the lungs than usual. Breathe into your maximum. Good. Exhale, breathing, mouth open. Push the chin back. Suck in the lower abdomen. That looks great. Exhale every last bit. Elbows together. You can change arms down by your sides. That breathing exercise you can do any time of day. All right, I was going to say or night, but you're probably sleeping. But it's both energizing and calming. It's very balancing for the nervous system. It helps your organs be in more levity as opposed to gravity. So if you're having a hard time just carrying about yourself, do five of those. It really makes a big difference. Okay, so for the postures, we start with half moon pose. Start with the feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, back and forth on your own. Every time you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. And you're just trying to warm up a little. Create a stretch on both sides of the body. So every time you come up through the center, imagine you're going to touch the ceiling. And now as we do the postures, do your best to breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. More detail beyond that will come, but just as a baseline, breathe by the nose. And then when you can't stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Everyone bring the maximum body weight to your heels. Push the hips a little forward, opening up hips and pelvis. Arms back a little bit, opening up the chest and rib cage. Throughout the posture, try to eliminate any gap between arms and the ears and squeeze out any gap between the palms. Now one more inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Absolutely straight line. Bend the upper body to the right side of the room without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. You don't need to go far to get the benefit. Just try in the moment the best that you can. Squeeze the hands, palms, and reach to the right side and then push your hips to the left so you create a stretch all over the left side of the body. Truly inside out, bones to the skin, every layer of tissue, every cell type, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the hips tucked underneath, body weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. As you come down, keep the left hip forward so both hips stay in one line parallel to the mirror. Bring the right shoulder and armpit forward, opening up the chest like a flower petal blooming. Good form, Sue. Come down, push, stomach in, push, hold it there, breathing normally. Inhale, breathing, come up. We set up again, body weight to the heels, hips a little forward so they're tucked right underneath, arms back and chin up. Now take a really deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling slowly, bend the upper body to the left. Simultaneously push your hips to the right. Just exhale slowly by the nose, just a little bit, and then breathe in fully again so you keep a mostly inhaled position structurally for the rib cage and the spine. Take a full inhale, 100%. Just slowly let out 20 or 30% of the breath and then breathe in. Again, in this posture, push your hips to the right so you create a stretch all over the right side of the body, all the way up to the fingertips, every layer of tissue from the core of the body at the spine, spinal cord, cerebrospinal fluid, all the way out to the skin layer. Keep both hips in one line as you come down. Bring the left shoulder and armpit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Now squeeze the palms, reach to the left, exhale, come down and push your hips to the right. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Excellent. Next is a backward bend. Keep your eyes open. Nice deep breath in. Drop your head all the way back. Concentrate on your breathing. The body will learn to relax. Bring your arms back towards your ears. Just smoothly breathe. Push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you so you learn to bend your entire spine, coccyx to the neck. Lower back, middle back, upper back, and the neck. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward towards the mirror. Stomach forward and thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. Now look back, reach back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice, Kara. Now, once you're at the top, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, bend your knees, and put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. The spine is just warming up, especially if it's morning time where you are, where we are. All right, so you can bend one knee, then the other, right, left, so you get the lower spine and hips to move around a little bit. Keep your feet down, heels on the floor when you do this. Excellent. Next is hands to feet pose, Paddha Hastasana. Grab the heels from behind if possible. If you can't reach from behind, just grab the outside edge of the feet. Bring your elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Now pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, bring your face to the shins or as close as it will go so you have no gap between upper body and the legs. Now pull continuously on the heels. Slowly, gently push the knees back little by little to create a stretch all over underneath the legs. Continuously keep pulling. Don't stop pulling. Roll the body weight forward to the base of the toes. Now exhale, push the knees back. Try to lock the legs. Eyes open. Touch your face on the shins. Pull on the heels. Push the knees back. Hold it. Smooth breathing by the nose. Change. Slowly come up. Arms and head together. Come all the way up again. Nice deep breath at the top. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Do your best after each posture just to stand and breathe fully with as much stillness as you can. All right, let's try second set. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Bring the weight to the heels, arms back. Take a deep breath. Try to get taller. Touch the ceiling. Slowly bend the upper body to the right. Great arms, Kara. Push your hips to the left. Maintain body weight to the heels. Inner thighs pressed together. Lower abdomen in and take a nice deep breath, filling and lifting the rib cage, lifting and decompressing the spine, and just exhale a little bit by the nose. Then another full inhale. Now push hips to the left, reach to the right for five more. Count smooth breathing, four. Squeeze palms together, three. No gap between hands, two. Come down and push, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Chin up, arms back, a little weight to the heels. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling slowly, side bend to the left. And not only bend, but reach, decompress the grip. This is a challenging thing to have the arms over the head for this long at first, I understand. So just do your best to squeeze the palms, pull the upper body over so the gap between the top of your head and the hands, it elongates, gets more narrow and long. This is going to help with a lot of things, the nerves coming from the neck to the fingertips, circulatory system of the arms, but also the breathing. So with arms over the head, full inhale, come down, push, stomach in, push, exhale, and push. Great, inhale, breathing, come up. Each thing we do has like five, at least five good side effects. Take a nice deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back. Look for the floor all the way back, and now bring your arms back towards your ears. Breathe in and out by the nose as smoothly as you can. Take a nice deep breath, push your upper body back. As you exhale, push hips towards the mirror, stomach forward and thighs forward, letting the body weight go to the heels. Now reach back, push your hands past your face. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathe in, come up. Wow, those look awesome. Take a deep breath, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Just going from backward bending to forward bending. Once you're touching the floor, you can bend one knee and then the other, right, then left, right, then left. If you keep your heels flat when you're doing this warm up, this will give more movement to the pelvis, lower spine area. All right, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching side by side. Eventually, you have all the fingers together, pinkies touching pinkies and everything else touching. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Feel free to bend the knees a little bit. First thing to do is get your abdomen on the thighs and imagine the abdomen lengthening down the thighs towards the knees. And then the chest will touch the knees. So bend the knees a little more if you need to. That's it. Then try to get the face to the shins. Even if it only goes 10% of the way or 50% of the way, if you try the thing in the moment, you will get 100% benefit. Bones to the skin. Pull on the heels slowly, gently push the knees back to create it. Equally distributed stretch eventually all over backside of the body, coccyx to the toes, coccyx to the forehead. One more, pull on the heels, push the knees back, lock your knees. Change again, come up, arms and head together. Inhale at the top, try to touch the ceiling, and gently arms just float down and stand there. Breathe by the nose. Excellent. Next we have awkward pose. 6 inches gap between the feet. So right foot step out to the right, just about 6 inches, about 2 fist widths. Should fit between the big toes and between the heels, right underneath the hips there. Inhale, breathing, bring your arms out in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath in, exhale, stomach in. Go ahead, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on your heels. Very nice, Yas, good. Stick your hips all the way out and then lower down as if you're sitting on the edge of this platform or a chair behind you. Just check in the mirror that you maintain 6 inches between the big toes, between your heels, knees and hands. Now suck in your stomach, depression of the abdominal wall. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. At the same time, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, keep your arms there for the second part. Go all the way up on the tiptoes, all the way up, like a Barbie foot. No joke, super high heel. All right, now on your inhale, lift the chest, the whole spine, top of the head, straight up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in the mirror and then sit right down on the tops of the toes. Hips touch the chair is where your head is. So sit down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Come all the way up on the base of the big toes. Push big toes down, heels up. Come up more. Everybody higher on the tiptoes. Ankles press forward, heels up. That's it, heels up. Everybody keep going, heels up. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice work. Lower the heels just for a moment. Then third part, squeeze the knees together. You might come up a little bit on your toes to do this. Pressure between the lower inner thighs close to the knee. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down. This one is a super slow motion, 10 counts minimum to get all the way down as far as you can go. If you can sit down all the way to the heels, fine. If you can sit down partway, fine. As long as the knees don't hurt like a sharp pain, you can sit all the way down, hips half inch above the heels, arms parallel to the thighs, and thighs parallel to the floor. Every time you inhale, lift the chest, spine, and rib cage up towards the ceiling. Push your knees down and forward towards the floor in front of you so you have a little gap between heels and hips. See if the shoulders can drop down a little by lifting the chest and just watching the neck. Inhale, slowly come back up, leaning against the wall, back of the head and back of the hips, sliding up the wall. Good shoulders, Randy. All right, right foot back to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Breathe in and out by the nose. We're waking up everything, which is a lot to do, right? So even if you wake up 2 things today and 2 things tomorrow and 2 things the next day, I'm extremely excited for that process. So no worries. Right foot step out to the right. Second set. Could be the neck and shoulders talking to you the most. Could be the hips. Arms up in front of you. Everyone's bringing different things in here. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down. Go ahead. Feet flat position. Stick your hips out behind you. Sometimes it's more mental initially than anything, right? So you just try to focus. This is a concentration practice. Concentration is your main action in here. Everything else, try your best. Suck in your stomach, lift the chest up, lean back, way back, try to fall down backwards. Excellent. Inhale, breathing. Come up, keep the arms there, then go all the way up on the tiptoes, all the way, as high as possible. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling, just suspended, lifted. Exhale, stomach in, sit right down on the tops of the toes, get right in the chair and hold it for 10 counts, heels up. 9, 8, ankles press forward. 7, that's it. 6, super high heels. 5, sit down till hips. 4, touch the chair. 3, upper body back 1 inch. 2, that's it, Kara. 1, awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. Lower the heels. And then third part, come up a tiny bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slow motion, sit down. Try to take 10 counts in your mind. I won't set the pace right now, but 10 counts slowly all the way down. Your own 10 counts until you can get all the way down. Hips just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs. And thighs parallel to the floor. That's it. When you inhale, you can watch yourself breathing. This is a big deal. When you inhale, try to lift up. Ribs expand. Breastbone lifts a little. Keep the shoulders down. If the knees feel totally awesome right now, you can bounce a couple of times. 6-12 inches bounces. Or just hold it. That's fine too. And then slowly come back up. Nice, Sue, for 5 counts. 4, 3. Lower the heels. 2 on the way up. 1. Outstanding. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down. Side. Okay, eagle posture. You warming up, Amber? Okay, inhale, breathing. Arms over the head, sideways, full lungs. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again and grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, but not touching. Pinky fingers will be towards the mirror. I'll help you with this if you don't get it. Just cross. Grab your shoulders if you need to for now. All right, pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit down in the chair. Bend your knees. Weight on the heels. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Lift the chest up. Now right leg lift as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Right foot goes eventually behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot is not wrapped yet, sit down a little lower. We're trying to create pressure. Bones to the skin at the legs, between the thighs, between thighs and pelvis, and also especially at the groin here. Sit down more, twist like ropes. Pull the elbows down so we create the change in pressure at the arms, chest, armpit, and shoulder. Sit down, stomach in, upper body back at the end. Slowly stand up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. So try to cross at the upper arm, then the lower arm, and then the hands. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, that's better. Sit down all the way in the chair, body weight to the heels, lift the chest up a little bit. Now left leg lift up, over the right, as high as possible. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Then left foot, you can just point back and around, even if the foot doesn't wrap yet, and sit down lower, because even the cross at the thighs is doing the work of changing the fluid pressure at the legs. Excellent posture for the vascular system and the lymphatic system, the two fluid major fluid systems. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button, suck in your stomach, lift the chest up, and you just hold it in stillness, breathing normally. Nice. Change again. Come up, feet together, second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing the right arm under the left. So cross at the upper arm, then the forearm, and then your hands will come together. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit all the way down in the chair. Bend your knees, upper body back. Now right leg lift up over the left as high as it will go. Now if you can get the foot wrapped behind, try to eliminate any gap between the ankle and calf muscle. If the foot doesn't wrap anyway, you can just sit down. Try to keep the weight very slightly to the heel, a little bit more than to the toes. Now, you try to line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in the center, so knees a little bit to the right. Hands, palms press into the center. Breathe always by the nose. Awesome, Jess. Change again. Come up. Nice concentration. Inhale, arms over the head. And last one, left arm swing underneath the right. Cross at the bicep, then the forearm, and then the hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Bend your knees. Sit down all the way. Good, Jeff. Upper body back. And then left leg lift as high as it will go. Everyone is going to be unique in what is possible, how long your femur bone is, what your shoulder joint is structured like, and what you've been doing with it. So you just try the thing, and you will get 100% benefit for that body area and all the rest too. Now try to bring the knees a little bit to the left. Hands, palms press into the center line underneath the nose. So you line up hands, elbows, knees, and feet. Excellent posture for the internal organs of the pelvis and for the 14 major joints of the body. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down. Okay, party time. Little water break if you need. Is it Angelo? Hi, nice to see you again. You practice quite a bit. Yes? In another city? Off and on. Great. Great to have you here. Wonderful. Okay, now we have standing head to knee pose. You got through the first 25 minutes, Amber. Now we're going to throw the hardest posture in the world at you. No. Anyway, no, just have fun with it. We're going to learn. You're going to learn to balance and you're going to get better at it. So don't worry if you wobble or fall. Everybody does. Okay. First thing is just shift your body weight to the left foot. Stand nice and tall and then bring the right leg up in front of you. You can just do this. This can be the limit. All right. Right leg lift up, thigh parallel to the floor. Next step is to round the spine and reach for the foot. So this might also be the limit. All right, so you just round the spine, concentrate on your standing leg. That's perfect. Now look in the mirror at your left knee. Push the knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over the left foot. The whole leg is solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Now very slowly on an inhale, if you have the foot, right leg lift up. If you don't have the foot yet, you can just wait for it, reach for it. But once you have the grip, right leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher and no lower. Nice smooth inhale by the nose. Good, Michelle. Kick the right heel gently forward, but continuously towards the mirror. At the same time, suck in your stomach and flex the right foot back from your ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked, go ahead, Sue. Bring the elbows down slowly, touching the sides of the calf muscle. And if you fall out, just put your mind in the posture. Try a little bit. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change again. Straighten the arms, bend the knee, and right foot comes down. By attempting to balance every day, you will first increase your ability to balance and then at the very least maintain it, right? Unless you do it every day, it falls off the skill set, right? So let's try again. On the other side, shift your body weight to the right foot. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Very commonly, people say, why can't I balance? Like within the first 5 classes, I'm like, well, have you been trying to stand on one leg for 45 seconds? Every day? No. Well, that's why. That's no big deal. Go ahead. Grab the foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Slowly, gently, left leg lift up and stretch forward. You can lift the upper body up a little bit, too, as you bring the leg up, just to make some room for the hip joint and lower spine. Good. So take a deep breath. Kick the left heel towards the mirror and flex the foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Main thing is that you focus your mind. Focus one spot on standing leg locked and breathe by the nose. Take your time to reverse out of it. Straighten the elbows and the knee and feet together, arms down. Excellent, you guys. Any questions on this? Every stage gives you benefit. Nobody's putting their head on the knee. Very few people. One in like 300 people. That's fine because you get benefit at every stage. It's so good. All right, let's do the second set. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. But having your mind at that final point of the posture, go ahead, pick up the right foot in front of you. It actually helps you get the benefit along the way. So once you have the foot, then you go right leg, lift up, and stretch forward. So whether you're at the first portion of the first step or getting between the third and fourth step, you imagine the direction. Right leg lift up. Now once you have both legs locked, then you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Continue kicking the heel forward towards the mirror. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, then you round the spine. Tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and very gently with your smiling happy face, put your forehead on the right knee. I saw that all the very good relaxation in the posture. Take your time to change. Bring the head up, arms straighten, and change all the way, feet together. That is also a seed I'm planting. You will learn to relax even in that posture in your mind. Okay? Let's do the last one. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. It's very different from an exercise. I'm putting exercise in quotation marks. Exercise class. Pick up the left foot in front of you. We are trying to energize every cell in the body, every tissue in the body. Relax every cell and tissue in the body. Go ahead, left leg lift up and stretch forward. So a true balance of energy and relaxation. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, and your smooth breathing by the nose is one of the big keys to that. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, then round the spine, tuck the chin to the chest, exhale breathing, touch your forehead on the knee, 3 counts, heel forward, 2, suck in your stomach, 1. take your time, change again. You guys, your persistence levels are awesome. Just being there with yourself and trying again. Okay, next is standing bow pulling pose. You can start with the feet together again. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. I'll just show you how this looks, Amber, because it's a little confusing. Right hand up. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Reach out. See how the palm stays up. Straighten the elbow. And see if you can put the ankle up in your hand, but I don't want you to flip it around. So keep the palm open and grab from the inside. There you go. You got it. Left arm all the way up. That's fine if you wobble and try five times. No problem. Left arm all the way up. Try to touch the ceiling. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Charge your upper body forward. Yes, that's right. Try to touch the mirror so you can right away bring the left arm down so it's parallel to the floor. Simultaneously kick the right leg back and then kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come straight up over center line of the head, toes pointing up. Keep the standing leg locked, left thigh muscles contracted, and bring the upper body down from the left hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Nice coming down, you guys. Now stretch forward, try to touch the mirror to bring the left shoulder in contact with the chin. Kick back to bring the right shoulder back, eventually two shoulders in one line. Body down and kick. Stretch forward and kick up. Equally the same kick up one more time. Change. Good. Bring the feet together. Arms down side. Let's try the other side. Left hand palm up in front of you. Reach out to the left. Grab the ankle from the inside. If you can't grab the ankle, I'll show you other things you can do. All right. Bring the right arm all the way up. Palm facing the mirror. Arm very close with the head, touching if possible. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and now begin. Charge your upper body forward on the right side. Kick back. Look in the mirror. Best place to look as a beginner is the standing leg. You can look in the mirror at the right knee or the right thigh, and keep your eyes steady there. However much the body goes into it, you can keep your eyes in a certain direction and breathe by the nose. Now kick all the way up until you see the foot. You can bring the left shoulder back, Yas, a little bit more. Left shoulder back. Left chest back, right shoulder forward, so you can twist and backward bend at the same time. Bring the upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. There you go. Now push the left knee up towards the ceiling. Yes, all the stretch and kick, come down, kick, stretch and kick, equally the same. Change. Very nice. Feet together, arms down. All right. Second set, let's try again. Right hand, palm up in front of you, reach out, hold the ankle from the inside. Five fingers together, bring the left arm all the way up. So there's a couple things happening. The spine twists and it backbends. So you can in your mind, okay, I'm twisting and backbending. Go ahead, charge forward with the left arm, kick up for 20 counts. Look forward, 19, keep the head on straight, 18, 17, kick straight up, 16, upper body down, 15, there you go. 14, good shoulders, Angelo. 13, kick straight up, 12. Left upper thigh, 11, contraction, 10. 9, charge forward, 8, body weight forward, 7, a little bit more towards base of the toes, 6, that's it, Sue. 5, maintain the body weight forward, 4, then kick up. 3, keep kicking, 2, kick up, 1. Great, Rachel, good, feet together, arms down. Okay, last one. Left hand, palm up in front of you. Reach out, hold the ankle. So even in the act of grabbing the ankle, you're twisting the spine, opening up this chest and shoulder. This is already an antidote from the hunching, texting, driving situation we find ourselves in. Yeah, right arm all the way up. It's inevitable. Okay, we're in it. We're in the soup of that. Go ahead for 20 counts. Charge forward. 19, kick back. 18. We have antidote 17 right here. 16, 15. Try to touch the mirror. 14, kick straight up. 13, left knee presses up. 12, towards the ceiling, 11, come down and kick, 9, 8, go and touch the mirror, 7, that's it, 6, stretch and kick, 5, go and touch the mirror, 4, kick straight up, 3, keep kicking, 2, good kicking, Jeff, 1, okay, nice, you guys, feet together, arms down. We have one more balancing posture. Yeah, I'm very excited for this part, chest, shoulders, oh my gosh, Amber. All right, you guys can step back if you need to, but nobody's in the front row, so. Just stand right there. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. I just don't want you to hit the mirror, but nobody's going to hit the mirror. Interlace grip over the head. All 10 fingers, then point your fingers up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the right foot. Please lock both legs. Bring the upper body down and left leg up. So you just pivot forward until you look like a capital letter T from the side view. Your arms, head, neck, spine, and left leg in one line parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, stretch forward. Go forward, fall forward. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep your arms and head together. Like glue. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs and come down, upper body down, right leg up until you look like a capital letter T. Both legs locked, body weight forward, just a little more to the base of the toes, a little less on the heel. Now stretch your arms forward, shoulder blade scapula coming forward out of the body, stretch and stretch, stomach and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up again, feet together, arms gently down. Let's try again. Second set, Tula Dandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit. Take a deep breath. Big step forward onto the right foot, lock both legs. Good, Rachel, come down, leg up. Now bring the body down, leg up, and then you're going to stretch the body like natural human traction. So squeeze the grip and push your hands towards the mirror. Point the left toes towards the back wall and imagine someone pulling on both ends. Natural human traction, bones to the skin. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's a great hip stabilizer attempting this posture. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, and go ahead, bring the chest down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing straight up towards the ceiling. Now in time, you want to bring the right pelvis, the right hip forward and down a little bit, but just do it a little at a time. It's going to make you use the left hip in a totally new way. All those internal strengthenings of the hip, stretch and stretch, natural human traction, stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, feet together, arms down by your sides. That's a tricky one, how to use that hip joint. It's very good work. Please step over to the left side of your mat for standing separate leg stretching. Dandayamana means standing Bibhaktapada separate leg, Paschimottanasana, stretching pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step over your mat to the right, arms parallel to the floor. So you have a nice straddle step there, two heels in one line. Keep the feet pointing either straight ahead or turned in if possible. Then lock your legs, thigh muscles contracted throughout the posture. Take a deep breath, stomach in, and stretch your upper body forward. Push your face and chest towards the mirror, and then stretch all the way down towards the floor. When you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, bring your hands down. Try to grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't grab outside of the heels, you can grab outside of the feet closer to the pinky toes, just stepping on some of the fingertips. If your knees are a little bit bending, separate the heels a little wider so you can first work on getting the legs locked. Then, with the legs locked, pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Roll forward a little bit so the body weight is more at the base of the toes and stretch the spine down. Eventually, the head touches the floor right between the feet. First the legs stretch, then the hips, then the whole spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine decompress. Slowly you can come up, bring the head up and arms out, and take your time coming up. We are playing with the blood pressure in these postures, truly. Inhale, feet back together, arms over the head and arms down. Playing with in a healing way, not just for the heck of it, but it can be intense to go upside down and then upright. Let's do second set. So just take it slow if you need. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. But forcing your body to regulate that. Go ahead, big step out. Arms parallel to the floor, lock the legs, and then slowly come forward. Stretch your upper body forward and then down. Putting your body in the yoga asana and essentially demanding, hey, body, I want you to figure this out. It's gonna. It does a really, really good job of keeping the blood pressure and circulation functional for you in this upside down position. And when you practice that, your body stays good at that. So you can shift your body more. Your vascular system, blood pressure, all that homeostatic constant work that your body's doing is in better condition. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down little by little. So yeah, some stretching occurs, yes, but there's so much else, all the systems involved. Keep the legs locked, pull on the heels, stretch the body down, touch the head to the floor right between the feet. Slowly come up, head up and arms out, very nice. Then feet back together, arms over the head. Arms down side. Wonderful. All right, let's do triangle pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Take a nice big step out over your mat with your right foot, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, the whole pelvis forward towards the mirror, arms back, opening the chest. Turn your right toes out. Try to keep the heel down and just turn the toes. So two heels stay in one line. Now bend your right knee and sit down, bounce a couple of times. You can turn this left foot in, care a little bit, and line up the heels right on the stripe if you can. Now arms back once more. Go ahead, tilt the upper body. You got it. Tilt the upper body to the right. Bring the right arm on the inside of the right knee. Push the right knee towards the back wall. Sit down more. Try to touch between big and second toe. but no weight or pressure on the fingertips. Then turn your head, look up to the top hand, chin to your left shoulder. The right ear can come around towards the mirror. Good. Now inhale, upper body stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Sit down more. Get your hips down. Touch between big and second toe. Turn and twist. Upper body back at the end. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Set up again. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward towards the mirror before you turn the foot. Both hips forward. Both hips forward. So much. Arms back, opening the chest. Then turn the left toes all the way out to the left. Bend the left knee and sit down, keeping two heels in one line. You can bounce a couple of times. Don't let the hips come up anymore. Now arms back. Take a deep breath. Tilt the upper body to the left. Bring the left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push the knee back. So you're aiming. You can look down and see where your left hand fingertips are going. You want to aim and eventually touch between big toe and second toe. Now turn your head, look up to the top hand, chin to the right shoulder. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Sit down more. In order to do this, push your left foot firmly down into the floor so you can sit down more and develop the strength of the whole left leg. Throughout the posture, right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. Turn and twist one more, upper body back. Inhale, come up. Beautiful, you guys, on Zoom. Turn the left toe straight ahead, change all the way. And arms down side. Good. All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. So we set this up four times. This is the third time. Push the hips and pelvis, upper thighs forward until you feel the limit of that. Bring the arms back. Then turn the right foot all the way out. This is really important for that left hip joint. Bend the right knee and sit down. You can turn the left toes in a little. Bounce and bounce and bounce. Good, Rachel. Go ahead into the posture. Tilt the upper body. Palms face the mirror now. Bring the right arm on the inside of the right knee. Go and touch the toes by sitting down. In order to sit down, it demands strength to be built and some flexibility to slowly be gained. So push the right foot firmly into the floor. You're doing great. So you can sit down more and slowly develop the flexibility along with the strength. Good, Jess. Bring your ponytail over the bottom shoulder. Turn and twist upper body back at the end. Awesome, you guys. Inhale, breathing, come up. Any birthdays today? Okay, last setup. Keep the feet straight ahead. Push the hips forward, arms back. Then turn the left foot. Sit down. You can turn the right toes in a little. Sit down as much as you can. And then tilt the upper body. So you want a nice long line. If you look at yourself in the mirror in this posture, the right leg, spine, all the way through the crown of the head, you try to get in a nice, strong, straight, diagonal line of the triangle. And then the arms stretch up and down like the height of the triangle. Bring the ponytail over the bottom shoulder, even if you don't have one. Stretch up and down. As you push the left knee back, bring the left chest and shoulder a little bit towards the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Outstanding. Turn the left toes in. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. So much just happened. Okay, let's do standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot, step out to the right. When you challenge your system in this way, turn on the heels to the right. We're doing very specific things to different organ combinations. Turn on your heels to the right. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and then bring the left hip forward to get both hips in one line. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest, compressing at the throat, including the thyroid and parathyroid vasculature. Okay, the blood vessels going to and from the thyroid. Get a nice squish. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend the right knee up a little bit to bring the knee and forehead together. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straightening. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor, and at the same time, shift the maximum body weight to the front foot. So you can get the right hip sticking up and left hip down and forward to eventually get both hips in one line. A little bit of extra stretch for the kidneys, compression of the pancreas, really deeply in the upper abdomen there. Good. Right knee, push it all the way back, straighten the leg, and slowly come up. All the way up. All right, turn and face the opposite wall, 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward so both hips face that side wall. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Bring the forehead to the left knee. If the forehead won't reach the knee, bend the knee a little bit. A little more if you need to get the forehead and knee together so you get the maximum compression of the throat. Back leg stays locked. Back heel presses to the floor. Shift more body weight to the front foot So you can bring the right hip down and left hip up to get both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Keep the eyes open, throat compressed. Push the left knee back a couple of times and slowly, gently come up. Excuse the technical difficulty. We're just coming up out of standing separate leg, head to knee. And then once you're standing all the way, you can turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, and arms down by your sides. Okay, can you guys hear me again? Okay. Just cut me off for a second. Okay, great. We have one more standing posture. Next is tree pose. Come back to your mat where you started the class, toes and heels together in the middle of the towel. Or do we need one more set? Thank you, Rachel. Sorry. Let's do second set. Thank you, Rachel. We need to do second set, standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing arms over the head. I don't know if you're making friends or enemies by telling me, you know, what we're on. But right foot step over 3 feet, 4 feet to the right. Anyway, it's good for you. Turn on your heels. Maybe enemy today, but tomorrow you'd be like, oh, I'm so glad Rachel said something. Turn on your heels. Tomorrow she'll bring the left hip forward. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Bring your forehead to the right knee. But that's a fun fluctuation of the mind to observe, right? Sometimes, it could be anything. Let's say you really just didn't want to do another set of this. Go ahead, bring the forehead to the knee, and you're like, oh, shoot, right? Then you have a fluctuation of slight, maybe very slight, it's just a yoga posture, but slight negative fluctuation of the thought, right? Push the fingertips into the floor, push the knee back. And then later you can realize, like, well, what was that for? The posture felt good. I got benefit from it. It's all neutral. All right, push the right knee back, slowly come up. But these are just things you can start to watch. You watch your mind do all kinds of acrobatics, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. And then you start to have more choice about it. Do you want to go there or do you not want to go there? Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Putting things in a positive or negative category, that creates fluctuation, not just in your mind, but in the emotions and the chemicals that inevitably go along with it. All right, everything's connected in there. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Now just hold the posture, stillness, at whatever limit, whatever range of motion, whatever exertion level you can get to, and you just freeze like a statue in the posture. Excellent. Push the left knee back and slowly come up. And then once you're standing straight, turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Excellent. Now we can do tree pose. Step back on your mat, feet together. Toes and heels touching. You put toes on the line again. Shift your body weight to the left foot and pick your right foot up. You can do it with one or both hands. Grab the front of the ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with the left. Bring your heel as high as possible on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once the heel's all the way up comfortably, right at the thigh crease there, then slowly, very gently, bring the right knee down and push it back to get two knees in one line from the side. At the same time, push both hips sort of tucked underneath you forward. Try to get the hips level. Now suck in your stomach, stretch the entire spine, both sides of the waistband. Try to stretch equally up. Two shoulders also in one line. Very nice straight spine, Yas. Now, right hand first can come up, thumb at the breastbone. If the foot slips at all, continue to hold the foot with the left hand, but if you can bring the left hand up without the foot slipping, you can do the next step, which is hands palms together in the center of the chest. Slowly change, bring the right foot down next to the left and arms down by your sides. All right, shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring the left heel as high as it will go on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Feel free to use two hands and bring the knee, the left knee, quite high and out to the side so that you can bring the heel to its limit. How high can it go? If you can get the heel to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently then, left knee down and back. If you can watch the hips, Kara, and see that left hip wants to drop, so maybe bring the heel, yeah, there you go. Good. So just see how much can you level the hips, all right? And then left outer glute can sort of squeeze forward as the left knee comes back, as long as the knee doesn't hurt. Suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine up. That's very good. First, the left hand in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slip at all, that's good work, Randy. Just do your best. And then right hand up, just working with the detail in here, getting more and more subtle with what you can pay attention to and control. Wonderful. Change again. Left foot down and arms down by your sides. For toe stand, everyone start in tree pose. Bring the right heel up. Same thing as we just did. Right heel as high as you can, at least the middle of the thigh or higher for toe stand. Look at the floor about 4 feet in front of you towards the edge of the mat. Keep your eyes focused there and bring the upper body forward. until you can touch the floor with both hands. As a beginner, keep the standing leg straight on the way in. If you've been down to toe stand quite a bit, it's fine if the left knee bends a little bit. Now, once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips. Walk your hands forward so you can get the maximum weight on the fingertips. And then next step is to sit down. Maximum on the hands on the way down. Okay, there you go. Once you're sitting down all the way, bring your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left. Right knee gently presses down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. From here, take a deep breath. Lift the chest up, spine, top of the head up towards the ceiling so the arms may not even be able to reach the floor. Left hand in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. That's it. All the chest up, knees down. Just think chest up, knees down, chest up, knees down, chest up, knees down. Other hand can come up. Okay, very nice work. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips back up. Stand up in tree pose. And then you can change again from tree pose. Right foot down, arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Last one. Bring the left heel at least halfway up the right thigh, or higher if you can comfortably. Look at the floor, about the edge of the mat is a good spot, and then bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor with both hands. There is no rush and no schedule, not somebody else's schedule. You don't even know your own body's schedule. I don't, right? When things are going to happen is a wonderful surprise. Hands to the floor, then if you can do that, then sit down on the heel. Once you can sit down comfortably, arms around to the sides of the body. The point is we don't have to predict or think we should know when something should be able to happen. We don't. We just try it and let the body do its work. Suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Right hand in front of the chest, and eventually left hand up, palms together. Take your time finishing up, and when you're done, nice, all the hands down. Press the hips up. Take your time. Wonderful, Sue. Come back up to tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror, finishing up. Tree pose, you can change. Left foot down and arms down by your sides. Outstanding, everyone. You can turn around now. Relax on your back for rest position. Savasana, head towards the mirror. Feet towards the back wall. Amber, you did so much. You did a lot. Really. Yeah. How you doing? Great. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, well, you haven't tried. This is like new for the body, right? It's like to back bend and twist, to balance on one leg while trying to do other things, right? It's not just standing on one leg. It's standing on a leg and forward bending, standing on a leg, back bend and twisting. So many body skills. So right now, we're just going to take 2 minutes of total relaxation. You can start with the legs and heels together. Let the feet just fall out to the sides. Bring the arms in pretty close to the body. Open the palms to the ceiling, and then just let the arms relax. You don't have to force them open. Just start with them open and then let them loosen there. Now, in every posture, we are doing something either to and with the abdominal wall. Sometimes we suck it in. Sometimes we're stretching it. Sometimes we're twisting it, right, for example. Right now, I just want you to relax the abdominal wall so that when you breathe in, the abdomen rises up, and when you exhale, it lowers down. And if you don't feel that yet, don't worry. It might. Sometimes we hold so much tightness in the abdominal wall, it doesn't move at first. It's okay. Just try, focus on it, moving. It's great. There is this most wonderful balance programmed into this class structure. And some of it has to do with how you, a big part of it has to do with how you breathe, whether the abdominal wall is depressed, either because you've stretched it or sucked it in, and whether the abdomen is relaxed. There's a sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system balancing that this class has programmed into it, in part because of that alternation. Right now we have the relaxation effect heightened because we're just trying to relax the abdominal wall and breathe so smoothly without restriction. And as we go through the rest of the class, the only time this happens, the only time you breathe with that full abdominal fluctuation relaxation is in the rest, is in the right now Savasana. It's also in when you relax on the abdomen. So this 2 minute rest, the 2 minute rest at the end, and the 20 seconds rest after each posture are absolutely essential to the balancing nature of this class. It's not a nothing. It's not an in between, doesn't matter. It's actually part of the core of why this works and what it does. So if at any point you feel like you need a rest and you just lie on your back while we're doing a posture, lie on your front, something is still happening beneficial. That abdominal breathing is beneficial for you. It's not a in-between nothingness. Okay, so let's start wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, bend the right knee, grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee on the shin, interlacing the fingers deeply with thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder or armpit until you feel the limit there. Keep your head on the floor, tuck your chin down in towards the throat so the back of the neck flattens towards the floor. The left calf muscle, that's of the straight leg out on the floor, left calf muscle down to the floor. Flex your left foot straight up and back from the ankle. There you go. Pull the knee, tuck the chin, absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Other side, left leg lift up, deeply interlace fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder or armpit there, avoiding the rib cage. So you can pull the thigh slightly out to the left. We're trying to create pressure for the digestive system. A little stretch of the hip joint too. Keeping your head on the floor, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body so the back of your neck has less and less of a gap, eventually maybe no gap between neck and the floor. You can flex the right foot up at the ankle, turning the toes back. Keep the left foot totally loose, easy, relax, pull the knee and freeze. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Very nice. Now both knees up into the chest. Grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. If you can't reach the elbows for any reason, just grab as close as you can. So you can start by hooking the fingers if needed. Grab hands, palms, or wrists, or grab the forearms, and then just hug the legs. You don't need to pull or tug, just hold. Bring your head back to the floor if it had to lift, and then tuck the chin straight down into the throat. So imagine the top of the head reaching towards the mirror, the chin tucking in towards the throat. Breathe in and out as smoothly as you can. Eyes open. Change again. Release the knees back. Legs straight. Arms down by your sides. Now you have time for a few breaths. It's not a lot. It's not a ton. But even two or three breaths, by that third one, the exhale, you can be in deep relaxation. And maybe even sooner than that. Just putting your mind on it. Let's begin second set. Right leg lift up, interlace all 10 fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. As you get better at nose breathing, as you get better at relaxing, both during the postures, because right now you're not tensing every muscle, you can relax your shoulders and relax the right leg. You're only using certain muscles. Pull the knee, tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the chest and freeze. Very nice, Amber. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. Then left leg lift up. Same thing on the other side. As you get better at this, as you get better at nose breathing, as you get better at relaxing according to the posture and in between the postures, you will feel the energy building, the energy gathering of Hatha Yoga, of Yoga Asana practice. Pull the knee towards the shoulder, elbows in. Tuck the chin, look straight down the center line of the body. At first, I mouth breathed a lot and I didn't know how to relax. So I felt like there is energy out, but eventually it becomes so much energization. The change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up and close to the chest, grab your elbows. Each other a couple of inches below the knees. Although when I was first starting, I felt an energy exhaustion, but I also felt the energy gaining. I felt an energy build at the same time I was tired from class, right? So you're probably gonna get both, because just trying these postures, doing your best, even if it seems like 5 or 10%, will start to build the energy. Just over time, you'll get more subtle with the concentration and breathing, and it'll be entirely energizing for you. Good, change again. Back to the rest, heels touching, arms down by your sides. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Not to say you don't get a little tired from it, okay? But you can go more towards that energy up side of things most of the time. We're always different. Every single time you come into class, you are different than you were yesterday, physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, put any label you want on it. Okay, next we have a yoga sit-up. Bring the feet together, flex. Bring the arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Do a sit-up, grab the toes. As you're bringing the head down to the knees, exhale, push out as much air as you can. Good. Turn around, lie down for cobra pose, Bhujangasana. So you lie down on the front side. The next four postures, spine strengthening, abdominal stretching, a lot of wonderful stuff happening. Bring the hands underneath the chest, close with the shoulders, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with the deltoids, glue it down, distribute the weight equally the same all over your hands, palms. Bring the legs and feet together so you have one leg like a cobra tail, not two legs. Legs and hips contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling, lift your upper body up using 100% back strength. Push your hands, palms, fingers firmly to the floor and come up all the way until the belly button is the last thing touching the floor. Rest of the upper body in the air. Keep the elbows in close to the sides of the body. Elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Now lift the neck up, collarbones up, chin up. Everybody come up. Change, slowly lower the chin. These look very good. Bring the arms just straight down by your sides, palms up to the ceiling. And lastly, turn your head to the right. Big toes can touch each other gently. Just very subtle nervous system sensory, just very small input. We're getting good at the small input, like I feel my big toes touching each other, right? Like, can you concentrate on that for a few breaths? We're also practicing big input, like triangle posture is a big input. Your heart's pounding, you're twisting, your legs are screaming a little. That's big, I would call that large, big slash gross information, right? And this is more subtle, small, fine information. Second set, chin on the floor, hands underneath the chest. But we're working the spectrum, okay? All five fingers together. Not too high, not too low, not sticking outside, not sticking inside. Bring legs and feet together so you have one leg. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up. Go ahead, please push palms down, chest up, all the way until belly button is the last thing on the floor. Looks great, you guys. Now you figure it out. Once you get up there to what feels like a limit, see if you can smooth the breathing. Elbows in and back to drop the shoulders down. Now try to stretch the throat up towards the ceiling. Look for the wall behind you. Change, lower the chin. Outstanding. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes come together. And just let the heels fall to the sides. Now with the abdominal wall relaxed, you'll probably at some point feel your lower back kind of rise and fall. All right. Next is locust pose. Flip your hands over right here so your palms are on the towel. There you go. Then slide your arms underneath you, right, left, or all together, until eventually the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. You can bring the chin on the floor all the way. Look in the mirror. The front of the throat stretching, eventually flat to the floor. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push your arms down, and please lift the right leg up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push the arms down little by little. The arms will flatten to the floor. Everybody come up, everybody leg up. Change, right leg lower down. Let it relax. Lock the left leg and lift it up. Knee straight, toes pointed. Nice, Michelle. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Keep the knee straight, toes reaching to the back wall. Lift the thigh. Lift up. Everybody come up and hold it. Change. Left leg lower down. Excellent. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Now you can readjust the arms a little closer to each other if possible. Fingertips towards the knees a little bit to help straighten the arms. Excellent posture for carpal tunnel, tennis elbow, tendonitis, etc. Now one thing is make sure the head does not turn to either side. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Everybody come up without bending the knees. Any amount, just lift up. Try again, come up. Everybody lift up. You can do it. A little bit higher. Everybody a little bit more. Come up. Everybody lift up. Change. Gently lower down the both legs. Now take your arms out. You probably noticed the arms feel something when you take them out of there. Turn your head to the right. You probably felt something when they were underneath there too. The most effective thing you can do right now is to focus on your breathing, especially on relaxing during the exhale. This will allow the posture to take effect on the circulatory system, nervous system, which are not separate, not at all. This class designed to balance all of them, not just to get the heart pumping and the metabolism up. A lot of exercise gets, you know, pushed into that focus, which isn't bad. You can do it. Please, like, do it. But there's just a different idea here, different focus, comprehensive nature of recognizing all of the systems and types of tissue and how they work together. All right, let's do second set. Turn the hands over, palms down, slide the arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side. Slide the chin forward so the throat stretches. Lock the right leg. Go ahead, lift it up for 10 counts. 9, lock the knee. 8, lift up. 7, that's it. 6, push hands down. 5, 4, very good. 3, hold it there. 2, absolutely freeze. 1, change right leg down. See if the chin will go any more forward. This is great for the base of the throat here. Left leg lift up, 10 counts. 9, 8, leg up. 7, that's it. 6, push hands down. 5, lift up. 4, hold it. 3, absolutely freeze. 1, left leg down. Good, now turn the head in so the mouth is on the towel. It's not just the throat, but the thoracic to cervical spine junction there. Excellent in this posture. Mouth on the towel. Scoot your arms underneath a little more and both legs for 10 counts. Lift up. 9, go ahead. 8, push hands down. 7, thighs squeeze together. 6, you can do it. 5, 4, legs up. 3, go up. 2, even the hips come up. 1, lower the legs. Okay, take your arms out from underneath you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touching gently. All right, next is full locust pose. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms straight out to the sides from the chest. All five fingers together. Legs and feet together. So you have one leg squeezing in towards the center, and the arms are outstretched to the opposite walls. Take a deep breath. Lift everything up. Your arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones touch the floor. Try to squeeze inner thighs and feet together. Just keep trying. Legs up, lift up. Now inhale, chest up. Everybody come up. Keep going. Chest up, chest up, chest up. Take one more inhale, and as you exhale, lift up to the top. And slowly lower down. Bring the arms down next to you. Exhale, breathing. Turn your head to the right. Big toes together. It's nice and easy. And one of my favorite things, I always say one of my favorite things, I have like 1,000 favorite things about this class, but one of my 1,000 favorite things is that we can work all of the systems in one situation. It doesn't mean that you never need to do outside stuff. If you want to do an exercise thing, if you want to get a massage, if you want to do something, you absolutely can. If it helps you, that's great. But you can take care of a lot. You can take care of so many aspects, whether it's the exercise aspect, the massage relaxation aspect, all the lymphatic benefit you get from massage, all that's incorporated in this one practice, acknowledging all the systems in this 90 minutes. I just love it. Let's do second set. Chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all five fingers together. And not separate is your mind and your concentration. Like, you are doing this. You are focusing. And that's a huge, big deal. Legs and feet together. Inhale, lift everything up. So you build qualities, too, because you are practicing on yourself. You are the practitioner on yourself of the therapy. Reach out to the sidewalls. Bring the chest up more. Chest up more. Take a deep breath. Exhale, lift up to the maximum. And slowly, gently, come down. Nice, Randy. Take your time getting out of it. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. So you're practicing a great number of healing exercises on yourself while focusing on, or while practicing, a mental concentration therapy, you could call it. Exercise, you could call it. Skill building, you can call it. All right, next is bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. It's so empowering because you know you can do things to help yourself. Knees about 6 inches apart. That looks good. Inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling. Start to kick up. Knees up, thighs up. Lift the chin up and kick. However high you kick is fine. Just try to kick continuously without intermission. So the knees come up, thighs come up. Now maintain kicking. Roll forward onto the abdomen. That's it. Now kick up. Everybody look up, chin up. Keep kicking towards the ceiling. Change. Slowly lower down the knees and chin. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. You don't have to always do it all for yourself. I'm not suggesting that you don't seek outside practitioner or help if you need. But having this practice built in your life gives you a massive advantage. If you can take care of let's say 80% of the things with your own practice on yourself. That's a huge big deal. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. Keep your thumbs with the index fingers, no space between thumb and index finger. Knees, feet, hands, and shoulders and hips like two wheels on one base, ideally. I know the knees might separate, but you can squeeze them in a little. Inhale, breathing, kick up and look up. Your total spine backward bending against gravitation. So not only kick up, you can lift the chest up, lift the chin up, and on purpose let the chest and shoulders relax. As you kick up, this will help to stretch the chest and the upper rib cage. So it is going to help the respiratory system. Roll forward and kick for five more. You can do it. Four, smooth breathing. Three, push the face up. Two, towards the ceiling. One, very nice. Lower down. Arms down next to you, then turn your head to the left. All right, fixed firm pose is next. Come up to the top of the mat, Supta Vajrasana. You can start out just by sitting on your feet, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Then lift your hips up a little bit so you can separate the feet just outside of the hips. Lower your hips down to the floor between your heels. If you need to separate the knees at all, if the knees or feet hurt, you can widen the knees, but keep the hips or the heels exactly just on the outside of the hips. Now, if you can touch your butt to the floor, then you can go back. If not, just wait, all right? If you feel a lot of stretching or pressure, just you can hang out there, Amber, okay? It won't take you long. In maybe a few days, weeks, months, the hips will touch the floor. Then you can put the hands on the soles of the feet, lean back onto the elbows one at a time, but only as far as you can go. We never want to irritate the knees or have the knees lift up off the floor. If you feel the limit of the thighs stretch, just wait, or the ankles sometimes. If you're all the way back, bring the arms overhead, grab your elbows each other over the head, and pull the forearms down to the floor. Tuck your chin towards the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling, creating a perfect human bridge. A nice, smooth breathing in and out by the nose. Excellent for spleen massage, especially here. All right, change again. Bring the hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up in the middle, chest up and chin down. You can turn around, relax on your back. Anybody know where your spleen is? Quiz question. You know where it is? Take your right hand and hug your left rib cage, and it's pretty much there. Mostly behind the lung. I mean, everyone's a little different, okay? People, their intestines can be not like the pictures. It's true. They're not always, most people's organs look different from, your organs look as different from each other as your face. Did you know that? We have different faces. We have different shoulder blades. We have different exact positions of the organs. We have different places where... fat tissue accumulates. We have different textures of skin. As different as your face. I don't memorize you guys by the abdominal viscera, okay? I don't look at them, but you could if you could see, you know, like, anyway, your spleen is usually close to there, behind and to the side of your left lung. Fun, huh? You don't usually feel it. It does all these things, and we don't feel it, so, unless you do. I mean, sometimes when you have an issue, you're like, something... I feel something. Okay, feet together, flex. Arms overhead, take a deep breath in. Go ahead, quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. Second set, top of the mat. You can sit between the heels, lower the feet, or lower the hips between the feet, and then once the hips are touching the floor, go back, hands to the feet, elbows one at a time to the floor, head, back of the head, shoulders, you can bring in that order, to the floor behind you. Again, if the knees or feet hurt at all, just go less into it, but feel free to separate the knees wider if that helps. The knees need to stay on the floor for this one. If you're all the way back, arms over the head, grab the elbows. Pull the forearms down to the floor, tuck the chin to the chest, lift the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. And wherever you get to right now, it could be different or the same as yesterday or tomorrow. Just smooth breathing by the nose. This allows the system to relax. It allows the muscles that may have tension in them on a regular basis to just let go for a minute. All right, take your time to come up, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. You can come up, chest up, and chin down at the end. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. It's right there. Yeah. Like right inside the rib cage. If you could put your hand between the rib cage and the lung, which you can't, because you're whole and alive, but that's where you get it. So the thing about, you know, all those abdominal organs, I just happened to mention the spleen, but you got liver and intestine, small intestine, gallbladder, etc. Organs of the pelvis. These things get massaged every time you breathe, just in the normal course of life. Okay, when your diaphragm moves and all this stuff, the liver moves with every breath. It kind of there's a joint there that it moves, your liver moves. But when you also add deep breathing plus a changed orientation of your spine, when you move your spine, you move all those organs with it. So you're having a changed, partly stretched, partly squished orientation of all those organs. And then you breathe deeply on top of that. You're just taking that massage to a whole new place for everything in there. Let's do a sit-up. Isn't that cool? Feet together, arms over the head. I think it's cool. Go ahead and sit up. Grab the toes, exhale. And if you ever don't even think about it, it's happening and it's work. It's doing good things. Okay, half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Take a nice deep breath. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Cross the thumbs. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips ideally touch the heels. And stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine. Try to touch the mirror. Forehead, if possible, touches the floor. Side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. Stretch continuously towards the mirror. Chin a little bit forward. So if the head touches the floor, try to have it be the forehead, not the top of the head. Press the hips back towards the heels and take a few deep breaths. The arms over the head position plus deep breathing. All right, this assists you with using the muscles of inhalation. So when you have the arms up like this, breathe in as much as you can. You're helping yourself breathe fully. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing slowly. Come back up. And arms gently down by your sides. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Breathing is quite amazing it keeps us alive, but also I know this is silly stuff, but if you think even more about the breathing, do you know why you don't feel the weight of your organs? They're heavy. Do you ever walk around feeling like you're holding like many pounds of stuff? Not usually. Okay. I can't say it's because, but one of the reasons that it feels light most of the time and why you often feel like you're floating after yoga class is because of the negative pressure in the chest. The higher pressure low down to lower pressure up. So your organs are being sucked up towards the heart and chest at all times. Yoga helps this process stay in good shape. So if you feel a little bit lighter, you probably are. The organs are in even more levity than gravity than they were before class because of this wonderful deep breathing and the exercise of the organs. It's a big, huge deal. Not common knowledge outside of the room, but it's just so cool. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. Okay, one more half tortoise. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms overhead sideways. Take a deep breath again. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and then stretch the upper body forward. Trying to keep the hips to the heels, but don't worry if they come up a little. Just anyway, try the posture. Pinky fingers touch the floor. Forehead may or may not touch the floor. You can try. Then stretch the lower spine, so the sort of tailbone sacrum there, pushing back towards the back wall and the fingertips reaching towards the mirror. So you get the maximum decompression of the spine in addition to the breathing exercise that you're doing, in addition to the massage of the internal abdominal organs and pelvic organs. Okay, arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come up. And the heart, of course. Cannot forget the heart massage. Come all the way up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Maybe this is more obvious. Every time you inhale, your lungs squeeze the heart. Every time. Give it a hug. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Nice deep breath in. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, breathing, double dirk head to the knees. Next is camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet. Do a little back bend here towards the end of the class. You have a nice warmed up system. Bring your hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or a little higher up on the low back. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Drop your head back as far as it goes. At the same time, push your hips a little bit forward towards the mirror. Let the upper body drop back. Keep the eyes open, breathe smoothly. And if you can see about halfway down the back wall, bring the right hand down to the right heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside, left hand down to the left heel. Thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Take a nice deep breath. You're doing fine. As you exhale, push the hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward continuously. Push the hips towards the mirror. Change again. Bring the hands up to the hips. Looks great, everyone. Push the hips forward, chest up, chin down. Take your time. Coming up, Sue. Turn around, relax on your back. That's something, isn't it? Yeah, that back bend is a big deal. Yeah. Do you feel a little funny, lightheaded, something? It'll get better. Just go slow, take your time, and if you can't do it for the whole time, do it for 2 seconds. 2 seconds will become 3 seconds. 3 seconds will become four, and there's no rush, there's no schedule, okay? But not doing it is the not going to get you to the 3 seconds, right? Just doing it for 2 seconds is great. Doing it for 3 seconds, it gets you where you're going to go next. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, and sit up. Exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. All right, let's try again. Now, I know sometimes you have to skip it entirely. It's not the end of the world. Stand up on the knees, but on a regular basis, you give it an effort. Hands on the hips. Take a deep breath. Push the hips and thighs forward. Lift the chest up. Let the upper body reach back. Drop back at the same time. Go back halfway. Now, if you don't have the hands on the feet yet, let the upper body drop back a little so you feel the feet press into the floor. Your legs will catch you. They're very strong, and they will catch you. Then you can bring the hands down one at a time. Full palm grip is where you're headed. No rush on grabbing the heels. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push hips forward, tip the chin back, stretching the throat from collarbones to the chin. To change, bring the hands back up to the hips. Take your time coming up. It's wonderful. Straight spine in the middle, chin down. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Yes. So much happens in the upper rib cage, throat, collarbones, shoulders. And the soup we're swimming in outside of this room, again, usually leads to tension and tightness up there in the upper rib cage, neck, throat, shoulders, collarbones, and we end up a little bit forward bent, semi-permanently. But here we have the reversal of that. Makes a big difference for the breathing system, which I told you makes a big difference for all the other systems too. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, take a deep breath in, full lungs, quick sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. Okay, next we have rabbit posture, nice cozy forward bend, turn around, sit on the heels towards the back of the mat. You're welcome to watch the grip at first, Amber, it's a little tricky. All right, reach back and grab the heels, thumbs on the outside, four fingers inside, inhale, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, then exhale, go down front side, forward bending, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach, and bring your forehead to the knees, if possible. If it doesn't touch, just bring as close as you can. Then top of the head automatically touches the floor. Exhale, breathing. Lift your hips up all the way. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. Push the hands, palms into the feet. Feet press into the floor. And lift your hips up until you feel the limit or until you feel the spine stretch. Now suck in your stomach. Hold it in. Breathing by the nose. Good. To change, lower the hips down. Inhale, spine comes up. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Yeah, that's the right idea. I'm watching you. Got it. I'll help you if it gets twisted up. All right, relax on your back, head towards the mirror. You get the maximum recirculation or release of maximum blood flow to the parts of the body that you restricted it from during the posture. These small partial tourniquets on the blood vessels in each posture. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Head down to the knees, second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles, reach back for the heels, thumbs outside. Take a deep breath, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling and then curl in nice tight compact position, forehead towards the knees, top of the head to the floor. Exhale, lift your hips up. You can go slow into it, all right, to make sure you're trying each thing the best you can. Lift your hips up. You can bring the thumbs outside, Kimberly, like you had there for a quick second. There. Yeah, that's good. See if you can hold. Press the feet to the floor. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the top of the head. Lift your hips up. Suck in your stomach. Shoulders can slide up just a tiny bit towards the ceiling. Yeah, that's good, Angela. Hold it. Change again. Lower the hips. Excellent. That's the right grip, Amber. You're doing great. Come back up. Turn around, relax on your back. Could you keep that grip okay? Or you always stink at that grip? Yeah. Yeah, that's my style. I'll just, yeah. Just look away. I can, but when I look at it, I can try to help you figure out how to, yeah. Well, don't worry. You're doing, the posture looks great. I just think maybe if I watch you a couple more times, I'll help you put the right pressure with the right body part. If I look away, I am of no use to you, my dear. Okay. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, head down to the knees. All right. Head to knee pose. Right leg out. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. Create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. Arms overhead. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle and bring your head to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend the knee up a little bit to get the head and knee together. We're trying to get the compression of the posture. So throat compresses, the pancreas, the upper abdomen right there, right below the sternum, you get a lot of compression. Now hold the posture, breathing normally, turn the five toes back of the right foot. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Go and grab the left foot right at the ball of the foot. You can bend the knee up a little bit if you need to grab the foot, or if you need to get the head to the left knee. Push the knee down with the forehead and roll the upper body in a little, right shoulder down. That's good. To get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Hold the stomach in, push the knee down with your forehead. Change again, come back up. All right, bring both legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, and come up. Grab the big toes. You'll use the pointer finger and middle finger as the hook around each big toe, and then the thumb closes that grip. Walk your hips right, left several times towards the back wall to get the legs straight. Now flex feet, both feet back from the ankles. Feel free to bend the knees. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Pull your big toes back, and then slowly, gently push the knees down until one day the legs are straight. Eventually, once legs are locked, take a nice deep breath, and then on the exhale, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. Turn the pinky toes back, everyone. Pull the big toes, flex the feet from the ankles, and just go to where you feel some stretch and hold it in stillness. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Did you feel it when you turned the toes? Yeah. It gets you. Gets you at the places where it needs to get you. Doing great, Amber. It's so nice to realize the things, right? Sometimes you walk in knowing there's a something like a shoulder or a foot. Sometimes you walk in knowing. Sometimes you walk in not knowing that thing was there. And so the posture will be simultaneously revealing of the thing, but at the same time it reveals the thing, it helps address the thing. Whether it's the chest or breathing, whether it's the mind and its concentration, whether it's the pinky toe. It's really, really cool like that. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing. Head down. Okay, one more set. Head to knee pose. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out, left leg in. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Go and grab the right foot. We'll just hold it 10 counts, not a long time. Try to get the head to the knee. And be as still as you can, focusing on what you're doing right now. Roll into the center a little bit to get two shoulders in one line. That looks good, Jeff. Hold the posture, stomach in. One more, push the knee down. Great. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee so you have pressure between inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Turn your upper body to the left. Go ahead, grab the left foot. Pull the toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and head down to the left knee. And drop the right shoulder. Push the right knee down towards the floor as long as the right knee doesn't hurt, keeping two hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Very good. Everyone, both legs straight out. You can lie back as soon as the hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, and come up again. Grab the big toes, same grip, pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb closes the grip. Walk your hips backwards. 10, 15 times is not too much. You can just scoot and wiggle back to help you get the legs straight. Now, flex the feet back as much as you can. Turn the pinky toes back. Pull the big toes as hard as possible. Take a deep breath and begin. Slowly push the knees down. Try to lengthen the spine forward more than you round. So if you can lead forward with the chest and collarbones, this will help the middle back stretch for five more counts. Breathe smoothly. Four. Good with the ankles, Michelle. Three. Smooth breathing. Two. By the nose. One. Inhale, breathing. Come up. All right. Nice stillness, Amy. Turn around, relax on your back. We finish up with half spine twisting posture, just one set, and a breathing exercise. Bring the legs and feet together, arms overhead. Take a deep breath, full lungs. Go ahead and sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, double jerk, head down to the knees. All right, turn to your right, one quarter turn. So you'll be facing the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. And then cross the right foot over the left knee corner. Ideally, these left toes point and you won't be sitting on the heel. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Keep this inner elbow open and just flip the hand over. Try to grab the left knee with your left hand, or you can grab the edge of the mat next to the knee. Right hand behind you, initially on the floor, and then you can put it on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift the chest up, and now turn your head to the right, twisting the entire spine. Look past the right shoulder towards the back wall. Sit up as straight as you can. Inhale, chest up, suck in your stomach. Right shoulder pushes back, twist to the right, total spine twisting, bottom to top. Slowly untwist the spine, undo the arms, and then switch the legs. Right leg under. Put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, right toes point back. Try to have the pelvis two hips level on the floor here. Inhale, right arm up. Cross over the left knee. Try to keep this inner elbow open and just flip the hand. So you can try to grab the knee with the hand, pinky finger, ankle, touch each other. If not, just grab the towel next to you. Then bring the left hand behind you, fingers turned out, until you can put your hand on the back, palm facing out. Inhale, lift the chest up, sit up as straight as you can, twist your whole upper body left side. Try to keep two hips level. Left shoulder can push back towards the mirror. Eyes level, looking to the left, chin level, twist and twist. Great, untwist the spine. You can undo the arms. Relax on your back. You all in this 9 a.m. class might care that we are going to have a 9 a.m. class on Friday, starting this Friday for the next 2 months, October and November. Yes, in the morning, 9 a.m., October and November. I'm only promising 2 months right now. See how it goes. Okay. Yes. We used to have five. The plan was hot. Kara asked hot or warm. I didn't know. It was just scheduled. We could do it in between. I don't know. Let's not try to make any decisions. We'll be here. We'll have class. With some heat. Feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. Now we finish with the breathing exercise. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Put your hands on your thighs. We're gonna exhale 60 times in a row. There's no effort, there's no muscle effort to inhale. You're not gonna breathe in. You're just gonna exhale by sucking in the stomach. And then relax the stomach, relax the abdomen. The inhale will happen automatically. Just do your best to try, Amber. All right. Swallow a couple times, everybody, and let's begin. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Belly snaps in. 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. Quick snap of the abdomen. Exhale. 6, 7, 8. Keep the chest up. 2, 3, 4. And the shoulders down. 7, 8. Try to get a little more air out. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, 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 exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah, 1. That's it. Take one inhale now. Exhale all of it. Let's begin again, please. Five, four, three, two, one. You can take a nice deep breath. As you're exhaling, turn around, relax on your back. I will dim the lights. Jess, I will be live streaming it, but it's not on the E84 platform for Alda, Sue, and Yoss. It's going to be for you guys. Sorry, you guys. I'm not trying to exclude you, but it's not one of my kind of global Zoom classes. But Jess, since you're connected directly, yes, I will turn on. I will have the Zoom on for the Friday 9 a.m. too. All right, so we take 2 minutes of rest here, and this very powerful time, these 2 minutes, you get the most intense circulatory benefit of the class. You will get benefit for the rest of the day in various ways and until tomorrow and even beyond tomorrow, but the most noticeable will be the next 24 hours. Whenever you can come the next day, come the next day. Big resets happen when you can do a daily practice for a couple of months or something approaching that. You get benefit at once a week. You get benefit however much you come, but whenever possible, you can start to reset, create a new normal for your system. It's going to last. You can accumulate that, and it lasts into the future even more time. Amber, you did great. Just awesome. It's great to see you all here today. Just make sure you hydrate in the next couple of hours, especially, and throughout the day and before you come to class next. And I will be very glad to see you tomorrow. Have a most wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much to those of you who will keep us going. Support us with your Patreon memberships. If you haven't yet checked that out, it is patreon.com/BikramYoga. Or feel free to get in touch via yogaismedicine.com. Lots of great resources there. See you then.